This is the first time that a CAB schools will implement zero-based budgeting. New Superintendent Cheryl Atkinson introduced the plan to the district. DeKalb School spokesperson Walter Woods says the school system used student enrollment to determine how many jobs were needed.
Based on our student allotment, we have about 133 positions over across the school district. So these are graduation coaches and other auxiliary positions in the schools that we recommended to the board be eliminated, and the board did vote, in fact, to move forward with that.
The move will save the district $9.2 million. Wood says employees who lose their jobs will have the first shot at other openings in the district. He says the school system expects to have about 250 positions to fill. A separate analysis will determine whether administrative jobs need to be cut. Martha Dalton, WABE News.